You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 414, covering week 20, May 12th to 18th, 2025. The Shotcut 25.05 video editor has been published. Support for video and audio formats is implemented via FFmpeg. You can use plugins with video and audio effects compatible with FryOR and LADSPA. Features of Shotcut include the ability to multitrack editing with video composition from fragments in various source formats without the need for their preliminary import or recoding. There are built-in tools for creating screencasts, processing images from a web camera, and receiving streaming video. The code is written in C++ using the Qt framework and is distributed under the GPLv3 license. Ready-made builds are available for Linux as AppImage, Flatpak, and Snap, Mac OS, and Windows. There are a lot of fixes, improvements, and new features listed at the link in the show notes. Planka, a self-hosted Kanban board service for teamwork and tracking tasks, has been switched to the proprietary Fair Use license based on the Sustainable Use license. The license change was made in the second Planka 2.0 release candidate, so the 2.0 branch will be proprietary. The author of the project was considering changing the license to closed. The developers assure us that, quote, for the majority of users of the community version of the product, nothing will change, end quote, keeping silent about the fact that the new license has not been approved by the OSI organization and the FOSS Foundation, since it does not correspond to the definition of open source and the criteria of free software. The Fair Use license allows the use and modification of the source code only for personal use, for training purposes, or to support internal company processes, using the code base to create paid products or to run services offered to third parties is prohibited without purchasing a separate commercial license. Meanwhile, for more than 2 years, the 4GA board's fork has been actively developed, continuing to use the expat/MIT license. The fork implements a number of new features that are absent in Planka, including extended interface customization options, collapsing columns displaying as a list, tools for integration with external services, including authorization methods and synchronization, a sidebar for navigation between projects and board templates. Oracle has released Solaris 11.4.81 CBE, a variant of the Solaris 11.4 operating system aimed at open source developers and personal use. CBE simplifies access to current versions of programs and updates for those who want to use Solaris for free. This is the second release of the CBE series. Unlike the main Solaris 11.4 builds, the CBE edition is distinguished by the use of a continuous publication model for new versions and is close to the Solaris 11.4 SRU edition. The build includes new versions of programs, extended functionality, and bug fixes available at the time of release. A separate ISO image has been prepared for download, and the ability to switch to using CBE after installing regular Oracle Solaris 11.4 builds is provided. To switch to CBE, simply connect the pkg.oracle.com/solaris/release repository in the IPS package manager and run the package update command. The code for the open Solaris components is available in their GitHub repository, and individual packages can be downloaded from package.oracle.com. Nobara 42 has been released. Based on Fedora Linux 42 and including additional fixes to resolve issues with launching computer games, streaming, and performing content creation tasks. 9 installation images are available for download. The official one with a stylized KDE, additional ones with pure GNOME and KDE environments, Steam-HTPC for the KDE-based Steam Deck and Steam Handheld for wearable devices, as well as separate builds of the first 4 images with proprietary NVIDIA drivers. The project aims to provide a ready-to-use user environment that does not require any additional post-installation steps and addresses the main issues that Fedora users face. The distribution comes with proprietary components commonly used on workstations, such as multimedia codecs and drivers, as well as packages that are not in the standard Fedora repository, such as OBS Studio, Steam, Lutris, and additional Wine dependencies. Among the extended fixes offered by the distribution are the delivery of patches to the Linux kernel to reduce lag in games, solve problems with OpenRGB, use the AMD GPU driver with older GPUs, support for the Steam Deck console and the Microsoft Surface devices, improve compatibility with Asus laptops, and eliminate simple DRM and compatibility with NVIDIA drivers, support for Lenovo Legion laptops, enable AshMEM and Binder for WayDroid and fixed problems when using Wayland with the Nuvo driver. The latest releases of Mesa and Wine compiled from the core project repositories are included. SE Linux has been replaced with AppArmor. Patches have been added to glibc, Flatpak SDL2, Mutter, and xWayland. The Blender package now includes support for FFmpeg and the HIP ray tracing library. Additional dependencies have been installed for DaVinci Resolve. A large selection of patches for OBS Studio is included, including patches to resolve issues with screen capture for games using OpenGL and Vulkan, as well as patches for hardware encoding of H.264 and H.265/HEVC on AMD, NVIDIA, and Intel systems. The RPM Fusion repository is enabled by default. The developers of the Tor project have introduced the Oniox utility, designed to force traffic of individual applications through the Tor network. Oniox resembles the previously available TorSox program and differs in that it uses network namespaces provided by the Linux kernel for isolation instead of replacing standard library functions via the ld_preload mechanism. The utility code is written in Rust and is distributed under Apache 2.0 and MIT licenses. Oniox allows you to create an isolated container for any application, the traffic from which is forcibly redirected through the Tor network only. To send traffic, a tunnel is created based on Onion Mask, which looks like a virtual network interface inside the container. Access to network interfaces available in the main environment is blocked at the isolation level of the network stack in a separate namespace. Compared to TorSox, the new utility is not limited to replacing library functions and blocks possible channel leaks. The program also protects against leaks caused by errors in configuring a SOX proxy that routes traffic to the Tor network. The price of more rigid isolation is the loss of multi-platform compatibility. Oniox can only run in Linux. The Oniox utility is self-sufficient and does not require a separate background Tor process to run. Interaction with the Tor network in Oniox is built using a library developed by the RT project. The Oniox utility can be useful for running applications and services that are critical from the point of view of ensuring privacy. Usage is reduced to adding a call to the Oniox utility before launching the desired program. To send a request via curl over Tor, you can run the command oniox curl URL, and to send requests through Tor within a session with a command interpreter, oniox bash. Isolation of graphical applications is also supported. Hunix 17.3 is available, aimed at providing guaranteed anonymity, security, and protection of private information. The distribution is based on Debian GNU/Linux and uses Tor to ensure anonymity. The project's developments are distributed on the GPLv3 license. Virtual machine images in OVA format for VirtualBox are prepared for download. The special feature of Hunix is the division of the distribution into two separately launched components, Hunix Gateway, with the implementation of a network gateway for anonymous communications, and Hunix Workstation with a desktop. The components are separate system environments supplied inside one boot image and launched in different virtual machines. Access to the network from the Hunix Workstation environment is performed only through the Hunix Gateway, which isolates the working environment from direct interaction with the outside world and allows the use of only fictitious network addresses. This approach allows protecting the user from leakage of a real IP address in the event of a hacked web browser or exploitation of a vulnerability that gives the attacker root access to the system. Hunix Workstation comes with the XFCE desktop environment by default. The package includes programs like VLC, Tor Browser, Thunderbird Plus, Tor Birdie, Pigeon, etc. The Hunix Gateway package includes a set of server applications, including Apache HTTPD, Nginx, and IRC servers that can be used for hidden Tor services. You can forward tunnels over Tor for Freenet, I2P, John Donham, SSH, and VPN. If desired, the user can use only Hunix Gateway and connect their regular systems through it, including Windows, which allows for anonymous access for workstations already in use. The GRML 2025.05 live distribution has been released, offering a selection of programs for system administration, such as data recovery after a failure or incident analysis. The distribution is based on Debian GNU/Linux and celebrated its 20th anniversary last year. The graphical environment is built using the Fluxbox window manager. The ZSH shell command is offered by default. Nate Graham has published another KDE development report. It was announced that KDE Plasma 6.4 branch has entered beta testing and the codebase has been frozen from making functional changes. The release of the KDE Plasma 6.4 is scheduled for June 17th. The K-Win Composite Manager has implemented the ability to enable extended dynamic range brightness for screens that do not support HDR, on which HDR is simulated, by changing the backlight brightness. They also added a setting list to limit the maximum color depth and implemented widget for HDR calibration. Applications using X-Wayland are given the ability to control the keyboard and mouse pointer without prompting for confirmation. This feature is disabled by default as it reduces the security level of the system. The overview mode in the System Monitor app has been redesigned with a GPU load indicator and free space charts for individual drives. They added text titles for audio input and output devices to the volume control widget. A progress indicator has been added to the basket widget. Debian 12.11 has been generated, which includes accumulated package updates and fixes to the installer. The release includes 81 updates with fixes for stability issues and 45 updates with fixes for vulnerabilities. In this release, we can note the update to the latest stable versions of the DPDK, NVIDIA graphics drivers, NVIDIA settings, OpenSSL, PostgreSQL 15, and wireless RegDB packages. The Pigeon Skype and ViaG packages have been removed. For downloading and installing from scratch, installation builds of Debian 12.11 are prepared. Systems installed earlier and maintained in the current state receive updates present in Debian 12.11 through the standard update installation system. Security fixes included in the new Debian releases are available to users as updates are released through the security.debian.org service. At the same time, the first release candidate of the installer for the next major release of Debian 13 Trixie was built. The release of Debian 13 is expected in the summer of 2025. There are currently 257 critical errors blocking that release. The GNU project has released the free electronic payment system GNU Taller 1.0. The assignment of the version number 1.0 is related to the readiness of the platform for the implementation of working payment services and the stabilization of the software interfaces. Points of sale using the payment service based on GNU Taller can now be legally established in Switzerland and used by individuals and legal entities to perform transactions in Swiss francs. Using GNU Taller to sell goods in Switzerland is now legal and users' assets are protected from potential risks. Customers' deposited assets are not subject to deposit insurance, but are kept in a separate bank account. Since the system has just been launched and there are no stores accepting payments via GNU Taller, the service currently has the status of a public beta version. The developers of GNU Taller encourage business owners in Switzerland to begin implementation. The organization Taller Operations AG was created to support and maintain the payment system. The GNU Taller code is written in Python and distributed under the AGPLv3 and LGPLv3 licenses. It includes basic components that allow you to work with a bank, an exchange point, a trading platform, a wallet, and an auditor. The system allows you to identify sellers for tax reporting, but provides anonymity for buyers. The development is funded by grants from the European Commission and the Swiss State Secretariat for Education, Research, and Innovation. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.